Radio Texas Live is underway, and we've got a big show planned for you. It's Ko Wetzel night tonight. His new album, Sell Out, out last night. Ko joining the show in 7 minutes, and we'll find out what he's been doing. Debut a bunch of songs off the brand new project. Ko Wetzel night in America tonight on Radio Texas Live. Here's Forever.
Well, I left town with a chip on my shoulder.
Big show tonight, Ko Wetzel, back on Radio Texas Live. Ko, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you been? It's been too long.
So long. Good to see you. Congratulations, the new album, Sellout, is out. We've got a lot to get into. We got to dive into 2020, which has been a crazy year for everybody. But first of all, man, thank you so much for that 5 a.m. happy birthday text.
Yeah, I was up. I was just flipping through Instagram, whatever, and you posted thanks for all the happy birthdays, and I was like, damn, buddy's gonna be mad that that I didn't say happy birthday. So I had to shoot it over to you and make sure you're doing all right, man.
Doing good, and thank you. It did mean so much. You are pretty active on Twitter early in the morning. Are you an early riser, or are you a stay up all nighter?
A stay up all nighter. I usually don't eat breakfast until about 3 or 4 in the evening. So everybody's like, man, you sleep too late. And I'm like, well, I don't go to bed till usually 4, 5, or 6. So it kind of makes sense.
It makes sense. Awesome. I want to dive into Sellout. But first, we got to talk about Harold Solhi. I told you when the album first came out that Too High to Cry was my favorite. It was never released as a single. But tonight I want to spin it on the radio. I want to play Too High to Cry for the first time ever on the radio. Before we do it, it is a personal song. At least it seems like a personal song. How much of it is true?
All of it, actually. We were in San Antonio whenever I wrote the song. We were playing with like Adam Levine, with like Maroon 5 and Panic at the Disco, and a bunch of other big bands.
Well, you were doing a show with Maroon 5?
Yeah, well, it was, I mean, we didn't like open up for Maroon 5, but like we played like early in the day, like the 11 o'clock slot, you know.
Right.
But you tell people that, they're like, oh, cool. But it was for the Sweet 16 tournament, or the Final Four tournament that they had.
Oh, nice, nice,
and,
nice.
And after we went out to San Antonio and I got back home the next week and put the song together. It's pretty true.
Let's spin it. Ko Wetzel, this is Too High to Cry for the first time ever on the radio, I do believe. I could be wrong, but I'm just going to go ahead. We'll go with it. We got more with Ko coming up on Radio Texas Live.
Well, I promise you now.
Ko Wetzel back on the show tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. This Sellout is your first release with Columbia, and it obviously went into the naming of the album, Sellout. Can you go over some of the finalists for the album name?
It was Does This Sound Like Country Music to You was one of them. Welcome to Church Camp was another one. And then actually Welcome to Church Camp was going to be the final album name. And I got into a meeting with everybody, and like 10 minutes before I called them, I was like, you know what? Sellout makes a lot more sense. A lot of the fans were like, oh, he's a sellout. He's going to change his music and his appearance and everything. So I was like, all right, y'all want to talk that? We can play this game. It's kind of like a reassurance to everybody. Like, we're not changing. We're not doing anything different.
That's awesome, man. That's great. And yeah, I think Sellout is a better name for this album. Maybe Welcome to Church Camp later on.
Maybe for the next one. Absolutely, yeah.
Ko, you wrote 13 of the 14 tracks on the album Sellout. What's the one track that you didn't write or co-write?
Outcast by William Clark Green, a Tyler native.
Nice, yeah, man.
Or Flint. Where's he from?
He's from Flint, yeah.
Yeah, Flint.
Yeah.
Man, we used to listen to that song a lot in high school. Me and my buddy So that passed away, we used to jam that song all the time when we were back road. And it really means a lot to me. Me and Will became friends over the last a couple of years, and I just hit him up. I was like, man, this song means a lot to me. Would you mind me cutting it? And he was like, dude, I would love for you to do that. And it was his first outside cut that he ever had. So I sent it to him, and he said he liked it, but I don't know. I mean, he could be lying, but whatever. But I hope he likes it, man. It rounded off the album as a whole, I think. So I appreciate him letting me cut it.
Let's do Outkast, the William Clark Green cover on Ko Wetzel's new album, Sellout. We got more with Ko coming up.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
The Radio Texas Live app is free, and it could change your life. Tom in Alabama wrote in. He said, I just found your station online. I'm blown away. Finally, a station playing great country music all the time. Thank you, Tom in Birmingham, Alabama. Download the app. Search Radio Text Live in your app store or Google Play and get it. Co Wetzel here tonight. His new album, Sellout, is out. A lot more to get to, guys. Stick around. If you're a fan of Co, do not touch your dial. Do not turn it off. Co Wetzel on tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. Here's Wade Bowen. Way she looks at me. Co Wetzel back on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Co, thank you so much for your time, man. I know you're busy hunting and traveling and fishing and enjoying life post-COVID.
Yeah, all the things you shouldn't be doing during quarantine and COVID. But we're out here in the woods. We're staying 6 feet apart.
That's good. But, That's good.
Thanks for having me, man.
Of course. Of course. Co, let's talk about your record deal with Columbia. It was a huge announcement back in July that you signed. And I know you were being courted by several record labels. I've never been courted by a record label. Probably most of my listeners haven't either. How'd the first meeting with Columbia go?
It was pretty crazy. We were on Lake Tewakene, actually. We were in Newland grabbing catfish on Lake Tewakene. And I was a couple beers, a couple shots of whiskey deep. And they hit me up on FaceTime. And so we had like pull the boat over to the side and I was talking to them. Everything went great, man. It was, my hands were bleeding. They were like, where are you at? What are you doing? I'm like, man, I'm out here grabbing catfish. And they were like, wait, you're doing what? We're grabbing catfish on Lake Tewakene, and they had no idea what I was talking about. But I think I scared them a little bit, and they're like, do we really want to sign this kid? But
did you convince anybody from Columbia to come out noodling with you?
I think I scared them more than anything. I don't think they want to have anything to do with me except for my music.
Just the music. Just the music. Like, don't bother coming
just
in.
Just the music.
We don't need you
don't
here.
Don't hang out with that kid.
Get
you drunk and try and make you grab catfish.
Co Wetzel on tonight. More with Co coming up.
Radio Texas live.
We just caught the Jamestown Ferry.
Co Wetzel on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. The new album Sell Out out now. Co, I think one of your biggest appeals, of Co Wetzel and what makes you so relatable is there's no facade. You are doing what you want to do. And I think most of your fans know it. It's obvious. Like even when it looks like you're putting on a show, it seems more legitimate when Co's doing it. But, you know, there's some that are worried. There are a few fans worried. What kind of assurance have you got for those fans that you're not going to title of your new album, Sell Out?
Well, then, I don't know. I'm just going to keep being me. I'm just here to play music, you know. I won't put on any tight leather pants, if that helps at all.
Didn't I see a picture of you in tight leather pants?
I mean, you might, but...
I seem
it'll
to recall.
Probably be just because I got too drunk and couldn't find my Wranglers, you know what I mean?
Co Wetzel on with us. The new album, Sell Out, is out. Let's debut another song. Let's do Lubbock. You want to do Lubbock right now?
Lubbock, absolutely.
Tell us about this one.
So Lubbock, man, it's kind of, you know, we kind of cut our teeth up there at the Blue Light. And Lubbock has always been really good to us. We love going up there. Every time we go up there, we call it a two-night town because if you stay there more than two nights, then the headache's just going to last for a full week.
Get in,
so
get out.
So we try to get in and get out of Lubbock. But it was a song that I wrote. I wrote that song probably in 13 or 14. And over time, I kind of forgot the verses to it. So I kind of had to rewrite the verses to kind of go with the album. But yeah, man, we played it in Lubbock about a month or two ago, and people went crazy for it. So hopefully it's one of those that – it's one of those more country upbeat songs, Western swing songs. So it's like if Merle Haggard went to Seattle and recorded a single. So
this is
Lubbock, man.
This is Merle Haggard in Seattle. Lubbock, brand new from Co Wetzel from his brand new album, Sell Out. If you're listening in Lubbock tonight, this one's for you guys.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
Let's go. I'm going to move on up to Lubbock for the weekend.
Texas Live, I'm Buddy Logan. Fun show tonight. Co Wetzel's brand new album, Sell Out, is out. If you hadn't heard, by now you probably have. And he is our guest. What is Co's favorite song he's ever written? Plus, what are his personal highlights of 2020? And we're going to debut some new music. More with Co Wetzel. Coming up first, John Wolfe, Heart to Steal tonight.
5 o'clock.
Co Wetzel, back with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Co, man, always good to see you. Always good to see you. I had a memory pop up. The first time you were on the show was 4 years ago, I think. And you guys were just young, fresh-faced kids trying to make it. And look at you now, man.
Are you trying to say that that the road just wore us down?
Completely down. You look like hell, Cole. You look old.
I know I do. my mom's always like, are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating right? Like, absolutely, mother.
No,
she's probably listening tonight.
Yes.
And I love you, mama. I'm sorry for not taking care of myself.
I'm pretty sure your mom used to call and request your songs on Saturday.
She probably still does, to be honest. She listens to you every Saturday night. Her and her friends, they ride around back roads and listen to Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.
That's awesome. Well, anytime she calls, I'll definitely get it in for you. Mama Wetzel, I got you covered. Cole, like the rest of us, your 2020 has been shut down for the most part. Anyone following you on Instagram does know you've been doing a lot of hunting, fishing, and traveling. But non-work related and post-COVID, what would you say the highlight of your 2020 has been?
Just getting to see the family and the friends that we have. We haven't got to, you know, whenever we're on the road, we hardly ever get to see the family and friends. And that's kind of been, we're getting to see them a lot more now. I mean, not, you know, 6 feet apart, all that stuff, but whatever. I'm gonna hug my mom and daddy whenever I see them.
Right.
But yeah, just getting to spend more time with those people and just kind of getting to relax a little bit. You know, it has been hard not being on the road because, you know, that's the life that we live and it's kind of embedded in us.
Nice. Cole Wetzel on with us. The new album, Sell Out, is out. And we've got more with Cole coming up. It's Radio Texas Live.
Dear country music, I don't mind.
Radio Texas Live, I'm Buddy Logan. Cole Wetzel on with us tonight. Cole, you guys are 3 albums in. You guys have been doing this for, I mean, I thought you were newer than that, but have you been doing this for 10 years? It just took me a while to hear about you.
Yeah, 10 years in... 10 years next October. It was 9 years this October.
9 years.
So since 2011, man.
What's your favorite song that you've ever written?
Well, it's not February 28th. It's not that song. If that's
was it ever? No. I wasn't leading anywhere. I had no expectations. I wasn't anticipating any answers. And I honestly didn't think it was going to be February 28th. Was it at one point your favorite song? Has it ever been your favorite song?
Yeah, the day after I got out of jail and wrote it, it was my favorite song then. But no, my favorite song, I don't know, I think Shadow People, probably off of Noise Complaint.
Nice.
Probably been one of my favorite ones.
Let's spin that one. I don't think I've ever played Shadow People on Radio Texas Live.
Probably not.
I don't know
if it has many cuss words in it.
Does it? We'll take care of them. I'm quick on the draw. Let's do Shadow People from Cole Wetzel's Noise Complaint.
Radio Texas Live.
Wetzel on the show tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan Coe. You did a sold-out show at Round Rock's Del Diamond Stadium recently. 4,500 fans, all socially distanced. First of all, how awesome was it to be back in front of people and that many people? But how weird was it that everyone was in, like, what were they in, like, little pods or something?
Yeah, they had everybody in, like, their own little section, like, tied-off sections. It was awesome, man. It was good to get back on stage and get in front of people again, and the crowds were great. I think people are just really excited to get back and listen to live music again. And we were so excited to be back on stage. So the energy was there, man. It felt great. Everybody at Del Diamond made sure everything was perfect. And we had a great time out there. It was a lot of fun.
Did you and the boys, did you guys experience any of those old jitters? Was it nerve wracking at all? Did it feel like it was all brand new again?
Yeah, it did, man. I was honestly worried about forgetting the words, and that's what I told everybody. I was like, if I forget the words, it's only because we haven't played shows in 2 or 3 months.
And they're fine with that.
Yeah, they were singing along and having a good time, so they were helping me even if I would have forgotten them. So
it was the live debut of Good Die Young, the first time you sang it full band on stage.
Yeah.
How was the response to it?
It was great. Everybody was singing along to it, and I was like, "Dadgum, it hadn't been that long since it's been out. So thank y'all for learning it." You know,
dude, that's so crazy, though, right? Like, you go, you drop a song, and it's been out for a few weeks. You go in front of 4,500 people, which you haven't done all year long because of COVID, and they're singing your song.
I love it, man. It's a blessing, no doubt, man. These people are they're awesome.
Well, let's do it. Let's do "Good Die Young." Big show tonight. Cole Wetzel selling out. His new album, Sell Out, is out. Cole, I haven't got an opportunity to hear it all the way through yet, but what I've heard, it's great, man. I appreciate, you know, I graduated high school in 1999. I appreciate the 90s kind of grunge aspect that you've added to country music. I like it. I dig it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm a big fan of it. You have a new video out for your song "Cold and Alone," and the video stars you and another you. and maybe you as a furry too. I'm not sure. What's the idea behind it? Can you take us behind what your thoughts were?
So everybody on the bus, they call me. There's a rock star co. There's like two or three different co's. You got me, who you're talking to. This is co. This is co number one, and he's the happy go lucky co. And you got rock star co. He's the one that's always wearing the jorts and the cutoff and right. got a bottle of Jack in his hand, the wild one. And then there's kind of a co number three. He's kind of like the devil and the angel on the shoulder. And co number three, he's usually proper and very respectful and trying to, you know, calm everybody.
When does
down.
Co number three come
and
out?
And then whenever I'm sleeping. Oh, that's, okay. That's, all right, all right. That's sleeping co right there. and then the Easter Bunny co, I don't know where he comes from. He's the 4 or 5 a.m. co.
Was that
you
really
don't
you?
Want to meet.
Was that you? Was that you and the Easter Bunny?
I'm not gonna say it was. I'm not gonna say it wasn't. But that bunny suit was ruined after we got it.
And it looked hot. The video,
a lot of the jack and everything else was on it.
Did you rent it and have to buy it?
We had to. We ended up having to buy it. Yeah.
The new video for Co Wetzel's "Cold and Alone." You guys can give it a watch inside your Radio Texas Live app. Let's radio debut the song right now. It's "Cold and Alone." Co Wetzel on with us. The new album "Sell Out" is out, and we've got more with Co coming up. It's Radio Texas Live.
Said I need to speak.
Guys, if you missed any of Co Wetzel hanging out with us tonight, you can catch the replay tomorrow on the Radio Texas Live app beginning at noon. Radio Texas Live in your App Store or Google Play. All right, but we're not done with Co. We're going to talk about Ragweed coming up. Also, maybe a request, a little request. First, check it out. Aaron Watson, Silverado, Saturday night.
Those horses.
Co Wetzel on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Co, congratulations on the record deal. Congratulations on the new album. I'm happy for you. It's so good to see when people who are good, despite what people might think about them, succeed. It's good to see, man.
Thank you so much, man.
Happy for you. I'm not happy for our Dallas Cowboys. It's been a rough season.
It's been so bad, man. It's been hard. It's been hard to watch, you know.
Yeah, I basically stopped watching. It just hurts too much. What was it, like 3 years ago? 3 or 4 years ago, you came by and you gave me a bottle of MD 2020 and you wrote on it, "We'll drink this when the Cowboys win the Super Bowl." At that time, I think that was the year the Cowboys were like 13-3. And I was like, okay, there's a Super Bowl in the future, near future.
Yeah, I thought we would get to drink it while it was still, it was before it got expired.
Right. Yeah, that's not happening.
It's not going to happen.
No, this is.
And if they do win the Super Bowl, which is not going to happen this year or next year, I don't think. But if they win the Super Bowl, I will come back and help you drink it because I know it's going to be nasty.
It's going to be nasty, man. It's going to be disgusting. But we'll drink it. We'll drink it live on the radio. We could do that.
Good,
we could do that.
Radio Texas. Radio Texas live with Buddy Logan.
You can hear my engine humming, coming.
Radio Texas Live, it's Buddy Logan. Co Wetzel, our guest tonight. Co's new album is out now. And Co, you write deep songs, meaningful songs, and it always strikes me as strange because you're such a happy-go-lucky guy. You're fun. And this, it's funny because you covered William Clark Green, and I feel the same way about Will. Your music and the words that you put in your music are a lot different than who you talk to. And I have trouble understanding that you guys have this whole other side to you that I guess we only really see through your music.
I think that's where I get kind of misunderstood, because what everybody sees is what's going on Instagram and social media and stuff. And you don't really get to see the real me outside of, you know, shows and stuff. But like you said, man, we take our music very serious, the way we write music, the way we play our music. But there's a different side to us. You know, we're still, you know, human beings. We're no different than anybody else. But we really work hard to display our music the way we do and write the music that we do, because we want to make people feel stuff, you know.
Right, and people forget that, they really do. They think it's just a joke or an act, but it's a business and it's also a passion, and it always comes through with you.
For sure.
Radio Texas Live.
I left Oklahoma.
Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Co Watzel on with us tonight. And Co, we've come across a lot of covers you've done throughout your life. You can find them. We got them up at RadioTexasLive.com or inside the app. Your covers know no bounds. You've got one of Travis Tritt. Here's a quarter call, Somebody Who Cares, Nirvana or Lead Belly, depending on who you listen to first. And another video of you doing some David Allan Coe, who is your namesake. How much thought go into your covers?
Not a lot, man. I used to do a lot more covers than I do nowadays. It used to just be me learning how to play guitar, and if I heard a song that I really liked, I would just play. So, like I said, I don't do a whole lot of covers now, just because I'm trying so hard to write my own music and do that, and that's hard enough. But yeah, not a whole lot goes into finding what I'm covering.
Just whatever you're feeling that night.
Whatever I'm feeling, man.
Can I request this a cover?
You
take cover requests?
Yeah, what you got?
It's a little weird, man. It's a little weird. It might be too weird. I don't know. Maybe it's better if.
Is it like a hair metal song or what?
No, nothing like that. I've never heard you cover him before, and maybe it's by design. Maybe you hate him, and if that's the case, don't worry about it. I don't want you to do something you're uncomfortable with. But I've been a big Billy Joel fan my entire life since I was a kid. You down with Billy Joel?
100%.
Would you ever consider doing Piano Man? Not even a deep cut.
Yeah, I will. Next time I see you, I'll play Piano Man for you.
If you do, I'll play harmonica for you.
All right, bet.
I'll learn the harmonica part and perform it with you.
Get practicing, man. Because next time I see you, I'm busting it up.
All right, I'll start carrying my harmonica in my pocket.
That's good, man.
Co Watzel, man, the new album Sell Out is out, and we got more with Co coming up.
You're experiencing the best in Texas and red dirt. Radio Texas Live. Enjoy.
Life's a casino.
Sellout is out. Tremendous. I've only heard about a quarter of it, but what I've heard is great. Happy for you. Excited for you. Let's close it out. Let's close it out with your tribute to Cross Canadian Ragweed. I heard a rough cut of this song probably about a year or two before it came out. Colton was showing it to me, and it came a long way. It came a long way.
I think I'd actually started writing it like right before we came and saw you, and then it did change up a whole lot.
Yeah, it was at first I was like, oh yeah, that's really good, but I was like, I don't know.
Like, what does this kid think?
But it's a great tribute, and of course, Cross Canadian Ragweed and the music of Cody Canada getting that tribute album in January, and you were part of the tribute.
Yes, we had a show earlier in the day. They started the tribute like around 2 or 3. And we had a show on the outdoor stage, and what did we do?
It'd be hilarious if you sang Ragweed on their tribute.
They were like, they're like, you got to do a Cody Canada song. I was like, okay, I will. And I was talking to Shannon, his wife, and we had like this plan. I was like, I'm just gonna go up there and bust out Ragweed, and they probably would have cut off the music halfway through before we could even bust into it.
Have you got Cody to play guitar for you though?
I know it.
That would have been right.
I know it. I love Cody and Shannon and the whole family. They're good folks, man.
Well, let's close it out with Ragweed. Co, man, you're a great friend of the show. Appreciate everything you've done for us. I'm happy for all your success. And you guys stream, download, Sell Out.
Buddy, thanks for everything you do for the scene, man. Love you, dude. Hope to see you soon. And y'all take it easy.
RTX Live.
She misses Ragweed like I do.